Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. The President of the United States, Joe Biden, just gave remarks about his first reaction to the incursion by Vladimir Putin's troops into Ukrainian territory. The White House has been reluctant all day to use the term invasion, but then finally they have come forward and used the I word. Just moments ago, President Biden delivered brief remarks, answered some quick questions before heading out and running away from the press. And in the middle of a fluid situation, that's normal. I mean, what is not normal is the fact that there appears to be unanimity, and it appears to be holding, including our sometimes erstwhile German ally, the new Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, has actually gone ahead. They have canceled the certification of the Nord Stream 2, which is a pipeline that was very important to the Russians, at least so we are told. What is Putin's game? And why now? Why at this particular moment, when everybody is still trying to cope with the end of a pandemic? Let us hope that it is the end. There is more on that, and some celebrities who are joining the trucker convoy that is trying to saddle up here in the United States. They're supposed to be leaving from California on March 2nd, right after the State of the Union address. There is also more about the coming contest for the presidency. Why and what regard? Well, about speaking slots at CPAC, which is coming up this very weekend. We will tell you about that. We will also be telling you about Bryan Cranston, the great acclaimed star, and he's a fine actor, of Breaking Bad. Is he a fine social critic, too? He is talking about his white blindness and his need to change. And we also have examples of Kamala Harris's inspiring leadership, but we will certainly get to that, and the charge that emojis are racist, and that Jesus, yes, that's right, Jesus, the Son of God, according to Christian theology, was in fact trans. And an early indication of someone heroic who transgendered himself. How did he do that? We'll be hearing from a Baptist minister who doesn't sound too much like Baptist ministers that I am familiar with, actually making those allegations about a trans Jesus. We will be getting to that as well. 1-800-955-1776. Here is Joe Biden's remarks about the situation on Russia and Ukraine. Remarks delivered in the White House literally less than an hour ago. This is President Biden about what the United States is doing in response to Putin's latest moves. Clip one.
We've cut off Russia's government from Western financing. It can no longer raise money from the West and cannot trade in its new debt on our markets or European. Starting tomorrow and continuing in the days ahead, we'll also impose sanctions on Russia's elites and their family members. They share in the corrupt gains of the Kremlin policies and should share in the pain as well. And because of Russia's actions, we've worked with Germany to ensure Nord Stream 2 will not, as I promised, will not move forward.
Okay, and again, moves from Germany today that seem to be in line with that U.S. goal, which is a very important U.S. goal. Then there is this about our next move, President Biden?
As Russia contemplates this next move, we have our next move prepared as well. Russia will pay an even steeper price, if it continues its aggression, including additional sanctions. The United States will continue to provide defensive assistance to Ukraine in the meantime, and will continue to reinforce and reassure our NATO allies. Today, in response to Russia's admission that it will not withdraw its forces from Belarus, I have authorized additional movements of U.S. forces and equipment already stationed in Europe to strengthen our Baltic allies, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania.
Okay, and those allies, particularly strong in, because you can be, as strong as you can be. I believe Estonia, for instance, is a small country of about 1.5 million people. And Ukraine, on the other hand, is 44 million. It's a much bigger deal. But Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia are members of NATO. And the importance of maintaining the commitment to NATO was not lost on President Biden, making it very clear that this does not mean a war between the U.S. and Russia. This is clip three.
Let me be clear. These are totally defensive moves on our part. We have no intention of fighting Russia. We want to send an unmistakable message, though, that the United States, together with our allies, will defend every inch of NATO territory and abide by the commitments we made to NATO. We still believe that Russia is poised to go much further in launching a massive military attack against Ukraine. Hope I'm wrong about that. Hope we're wrong about that. But Russia has only escalated its threat against the rest of Ukrainian territory, including major cities and including the capital city of Kyiv. There are still well over 150,000 Russian troops surrounding Ukraine. And as I said, Russian forces remain positioned in Belarus to attack Ukraine from the north, including warplanes and offensive missile systems. Russia has moved troops closer to Ukraine's border with Russia. Russia's naval vessels are maneuvering in the Black Sea to Ukraine's south, including amphibious assault ships, missile cruisers, and submarines. Russia's moved supplies of blood and medical equipment into position on their border. You don't need blood unless you plan on starting a war.
Which is fairly obvious and actually a pretty good line. And the point about all of this is Putin, in his hour-long speech yesterday, talked a great deal about Russian history, and most of it a lot of scholars would even agree with. But what he did not talk about in any coherent way or plausible way was what he considers to be the provocation for this war. There's a general sense of paranoia and the feeling that Russia is being encircled. But was Ukraine, does he really believe Ukraine was planning to make war on Russia? This is the way Biden proceeded. Listen, this is clip four.
None of us should be fooled. None of us will be fooled. There is no justification. Further Russian assault in Ukraine remains a severe threat in the days ahead. And if Russia proceeds, it is Russia and Russia alone that bears the responsibility. As we respond, my administration is using every tool at our disposal to protect American businesses and consumers from rising prices at the pump. As I said last week, defending freedom will have costs for us as well and here at home. But as we do this, I'm going to take robust action to make sure the pain of our sanctions is targeted at the Russian economy, not ours.
And then finally this about our united effort with our allies. Clip five.
We're united in our support of Ukraine. We are united in our opposition to Russian aggression. And we're united in our resolve to defend our NATO alliance. And we're united in our understanding of the urgency and seriousness of the threat Russia is making to global peace and stability.
Okay, this is a dramatic moment. We are going to be speaking to a true expert on all of these matters coming up. She's joined us before, Anna Borzhevskaya, and that coming up on the future for Ukraine, Russia, and what it means for the United States coming up.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved the show, still reacting to all of the formidable events around the world right now. And Bill Kristol has a challenging piece where he asks about whether some of the neo-isolationists who have been very outspoken in the Republican Party, unfortunately, when some of them are going to look around, look at the world, look at the situation with the axis between Putin and Xi, between China and Russia, and reconsider their idea, like J.D. Vance's idea. He's running for the Senate in Ohio. And he says, why should I care about Ukraine? And the answer being that one of the most historic things that has happened in our lifetimes, and it is within the lifetime of most, not all, of the people who are listening to me right now, we had a Cold War. It was a war that featured some heroes who were Democrats, like Harry Truman and the late, great Scoop Jackson, Democratic senator from the state of Washington, and a lot of heroes who were Republicans, including, of course, President Ronald Reagan, President Dwight Eisenhower, President George Herbert Walker Bush. And we defeated the most monstrous human tyranny, so we thought, for a long time. There's a piece today which is actually fascinating, piece by David Brooks that actually looks at this and talks about how 25 years after World War II, there are people making the joke as we fought World War II, and guess what? Japan and Germany won, because Japan and Germany benefited enormously because America helped to plant democracy and a free market economy and this dynamic societies. These are two of the most successful countries in the world, and they were countries that were monstrous, I mean truly monstrous, during the 1930s and 1940s. And for the idea now that we had a Cold War and we seem to win that as well, is Russia going to be turning out on the winning side long term of the Cold War? That certainly is Putin's dream. Does that not matter to the United States? Does it not matter whether the idea of a representative democracy, a representative republic, a nation with basic respect for human liberties, does that not matter to the future of our children and our grandchildren and of our country? And the idea that it doesn't, that who cares about the level of killing or the level of punishment for forces that stood up in Ukraine against the corrupt prior Kremlin forces. And this is part of the thing that I've been talking about with people off the air. You have to look up and remember the leadership. For 4 years, Ukraine had a president who was a pro-Putin stooge. In fact, he lives near Vladimir Putin now. He ran away when he was driven out of office in 2014. Viktor Yanukovych ran away, dumped his wife, got a new girlfriend, and camped out near Vladimir Putin, which is where he lives now. He was always on the Russian payroll, but he didn't even speak Ukrainian. But when he got elected president of Ukraine, very dubious election, he was later driven out by acts of parliament and then by people demonstrating on the streets. This is why Putin, in my guesstimation, is doing what he's doing now, is because at one point he was very active in Ukraine when he had some political support there, and there are a lot of Russian speakers, and maybe 20%, maybe a quarter percent of the population that is basically ethnically Russian. They're different from Ukrainians. And Putin believed that that could cement his influence on Ukraine, except that side of Ukrainian politics has been going down, 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 down. Zelensky has performed better than a lot of people would have thought. And it surely has something to do, the timing of all this, with Putin's sinking fortunes in Ukrainian politics. We will get to that in a moment. The last thing, one of the last things that President Biden said this morning when he was giving his statements about Ukraine and about the situation was this. Listen.
Yesterday, the world heard clearly the full extent of Vladimir Putin's twisted rewrite of history. He explicitly threatened war unless his war extreme demands were met. And there is no question that Russia is the aggressor. So we're clear-eyed about the challenges we're facing. Nonetheless, there is still time to avert the worst-case scenario that will bring untold suffering to millions of people if they move as suggested. The United States and our allies and partners remain open to diplomacy if it is serious. When all is said and done, we're going to judge Russia by its actions, not its words. And whatever Russia does next, we're ready to respond with unity, clarity, and conviction. We'll probably have more to say about this as it moves on. I'm hoping diplomacy is still available. Thank you all very much.
And then you could hear Biden leaving the podium, but the press wanted questions, didn't really get a chance for them. Listen.
Thank you all very much.
Okay, no definitive reaction on that. It's a situation where you can get all kinds of perspective about how serious this is, and what is very serious about it has been the upgrade. And by the way, this is another reason why Putin may have moved when he did. Is because there has, under both the Trump and the Biden administration, there has been a upgrade of Ukraine's defense capacity. And all of this gets very complicated, and it's a fascinating history. Ukraine, at one point, at the end of the Cold War, when it originally separated from the Soviet Union, Ukraine was the third leading nuclear power in the world. They had more nukes under the control of Ukraine than China, than Britain. And what happened to those nukes? Why were they there? Well, they were there because, again, the Soviets, to menace Europe, felt they could have a greater influence on Europe and a greater and more comprehensible threat. It's actually almost incomprehensible in terms of how avid that threat was and how dire that threat was for so many years. They could have that by moving their missiles, the Russian missiles they had built, and stationing them, placing them in Ukraine, because it's further west. It's further close to their prospective targets. Well, at the end of the Cold War, the Russians wanted to take the missiles out. So Ukraine agreed. But part of it was the idea that they would be defended, at least to some extent, against any attack by Russia when they got rid of the nukes on their soil. So what now? We'll be speaking with Anna Borchevskaya of the Washington Institute's Foundation Program on Great.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump has issued a statement hitting President Joe Biden and the weak sanctions on Russia, saying the country has become very rich, causing oil prices to rise exponentially. Trump claimed in a statement issued by his political action committee, Save America, that there was no reason that the situation in Ukraine should have happened at all, and said that the sanctions issued against Russia are weak and insignificant compared to gaining total control over Ukraine. In the statement, Trump also pointed out that oil prices are continuing to rise and the U.S. was energy independent under the Trump administration. After two helicopter crashes on beaches over the weekend, today two Black Hawk helicopters crashed near a Utah ski resort during a Utah National Guard training exercise. No crew members were hurt in the accident near the Snowbird Ski Resort, and the National Guard said in a Twitter that both UH-60 helicopters were badly damaged. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I'm very proud to welcome back to the show Anna Borchevskaya, who is a senior fellow at the Washington Institute's Foundation Program on Great Power Competition and the Middle East, focusing on Russia's policy toward the Middle East, and that would also include their policy toward Ukraine. She's the author of the 2021 book, Putin's War in Syria, Russian Foreign Policy, and the Price of America's Absence. And Anna, thank you very much for joining us. I mean, it doesn't come as a huge shock to anyone, I think, the way that Vladimir Putin has already launched his incursion into Ukrainian territory. One of the questions that I know is on the mind of many Americans, and I was speculating about it with listeners moments ago, is why now? In other words, this did not happen during the Trump administration. It is happening now in the middle of the Biden administration. What is it that would have provoked Vladimir Putin's decision to send Russian troops into Donetsk and Lugansk?
Sure. Well, I think there's several factors. We, of course, will never fully know, at least at this stage, but at this stage, Putin is probably thinking about his legacy. And with any new administration that would have come in, regardless, he would have tested it. In particular, with Biden, there were two major issues, two major data points, I think, that suggested to Putin a degree of weakness. One was Biden's earlier lifting of sanctions against Nord Stream 2, and second, the way the administration has handled the Afghanistan withdrawal, which was absolutely disastrous, and it had so clearly damaged American credibility. And in fact, Russian commentators routinely talked about it and even compared the Soviet withdrawal into how at least the Soviet government, the Afghan government held several years after the Soviet withdrawal, but that's not what happened here. And so keep in mind that those two pieces have already come in a broader context of Putin for years perceiving the West as weak and basically convinced that he can go through with this action.
Okay, right now, should we be welcoming these two provinces that Russia is occupying right now as independent new members of the family of nations for Lugansk and Donetsk? You think that they're going to get a lot of support and recognition from anywhere? I guess they might get it from Belarus, which is a separate country, but anywhere else about to recognize these new countries?
No, first of all, we should not be welcoming this because these are parts of Ukraine, of sovereign Ukraine territory, and this whole thing is a Putin-engineered crisis where Russia has already been fomenting war for the last 8 years. And this is frankly very similar to what we've seen in Georgia with Abkhazia and South Ossetia, well, again, Moscow engineering the pretext for taking territory. And from what I've seen, there were only a few recognitions. One was from, I believe, a Syrian dictator, Bashar al-Assad, and the Houthi.
Wonderful.
Right. So these are not, no, there's absolutely zero legitimacy. This is absolutely illegal.
Okay. What happens next? Do you expect? I mean, I know there's a lot of speculation about. He certainly has the military power to make a credible thrust on Kyiv itself, on the capital city. Do you expect that will follow this initial occupation?
I think that's one possibility, or we could see instead Putin taking more strategic chunks of Ukraine, sort of going down the coast towards the,
to connect with Crimea.
Right, look at the river Dnieper, for instance. One way or the other, here's what I think we should expect. We should expect Russian military action, perhaps as soon as tonight or tomorrow, or in the immediate days ahead. One way or the other, Putin's rant yesterday was basically all but declaration of war, really in all but a name. And we know very well then when Russian quote-unquote peacekeepers come in, their intentions are anything but peaceful. So I think whether it's fully advancing towards Kyiv or maybe staying a little bit more to the east, one way or the other, this is just the beginning.
Do you know, because again, things have been happening so quickly, are there any plans to bring this up at the United Nations Security Council, or can Russia block that given their veto in the Security Council?
Right. Well, and there were already there was a discussion, I believe, just yesterday and several weeks ago as well. The issue is exactly as you say. Russia is a permanent member of the UN Security Council and can block any action. And there's also no mechanism to expel Russia from the Security Council because Russia would have to vote itself out, essentially, and it's not going to do that. So I think what we're seeing is also a failure of the original purpose of what the UN was intended to. In what should be seen is really UN authorizing peacekeepers, a legitimate peacekeeping operation, to go into Ukraine to stand against Russian aggression. And it's a very tragic commentary on, at present, how far, unfortunately, the UN has fallen from its original intention.
Okay, speaking about the UN having fallen, I have been very depressed, actually, and alarmed at prominent people in the conservative movement and some in the Republican Party, people like J.D. Vance, a Senate candidate in Ohio, mm-hmm. who says, I don't care what happens in Ukraine. And he's even campaigning in a state that has, I believe, the largest Ukrainian-American population in the country. And it's just extraordinary. What do you say to people who insist that none of this matters to the United States?
I would say they're absolutely wrong. They're absolutely wrong, and this is the entire look. We're watching the entire post-Cold War security architecture crumbling. This aggression will not stop with Ukraine. This directly affects our American interests. And the effects of this crisis have already been seen worldwide, and they will only continue reverberating worldwide. The other thing I would say is that, unfortunately, the media tends to treat Ukraine as sort of a country on the periphery of Europe, but that is simply not the case. It's a country of over 40 million people. It is a country that historically had played a key role in several major European empires. The area of Donetsk and Luhansk alone, I believe, is about the size of Switzerland. You're talking about huge territory, massive casualties, massive refugee flows. In the last 8 years alone, this crisis has claimed about 15,000 lives, which is about as many people, as many soldiers as the Soviet Union lost during its Afghan invasion. So this is right at the heart of Europe and at the heart of world politics. It matters directly to us.
It does indeed. What about one of the things that Putin had insisted upon was no Ukrainian membership to NATO? Do you think some of the NATO powers are reconsidering that?
Well, I think, first of all, that this is simply not a promise, that this is not a demand that NATO is in any position to fulfill, because that's not the way NATO works. And here, we're coming to a fundamental misunderstanding, Putin's fundamental misunderstanding of how NATO works. It is not that NATO takes countries in. That's how the Warsaw Pact was organized. The Warsaw Pact was not a voluntary organization.
And obviously NATO is. Anna Borchevskaya from the Washington Institute, thank you for your commentary and your elucidation. We will be right back on a crisis-ridden day on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically
hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is not surprising news about the Olympics. You may not have noticed, because mostly people didn't notice much about the Olympics, but the Olympics are over. They finished. And by the way, it does deserve more huzzas and hoorays. The big winner in terms of medals, gold medals, total medals, big winner was Norway, which is just great. When you have a country that has, what, 5-6 million people in it, and it's kind of tucked away in the upper reaches of Scandinavia, and it's actually perilously close to Russian territory, but for a country like that to win the Olympic Games so decisively and so clearly, and of course not too much was made of that because people were too busy following the drug violations of a 15-year-old Russian figure skater. But there is this, and this from National Review. The Beijing Winter Olympics averaged just 11.4 million primetime viewers over the course of the games, its lowest average ever since NBC took over as exclusive broadcasting network of the Olympic Games, Summer Games, in 1988. So for the 32 years that the Games have been broadcast by NBC, this is by far the lowest viewership. The Pyeongchang Olympics in 2018, that was the last Winter Olympics prior to Beijing, had already shown a steep decline in viewership from previous broadcasts, averaging 19.8 million viewers, but now it's down very substantially, 30% from that. Beijing represented a precipitous fall from that all-time low. Now, I don't mean to be gloating too much. I was just speaking to Jeremy, and neither of us watched any of the Olympics. And the chairman for NBC Sports, his name is Pete Bevacqua, he knows why they got such terrible ratings. It has nothing to do with their coverage. It has nothing to do with the heroic efforts of the TV. It has to do with the pandemic. Why? Because the pandemic forced people to wear masks in all sorts of different situations and allowed few, if any, spectators and other very harsh protocols enforced by the Chinese government. Okay, the idea that if people weren't wearing masks, that people would be more excited about an Olympics in Beijing. Look, the Summer Olympics coming up in 2024, it's going to be better, and it's going to be in Paris, right? And I mean, wouldn't you rather go even on a televised visit to Paris than to Beijing? I've been to Paris. I've not been to Beijing, but yes, it seems like a much more promising operation. And speaking of a promising operation, boy, there's so much good and important commentary, and I do want to share it with you. I'd love to get some of these writers on. There's a profoundly important commentary in the Wall Street Journal. Where else? Where the level of commentary is extraordinarily high, it seems to me. But one of the pieces is by Gerard Baker, who's one of the editors at the Wall Street Journal, how the U.S. and Europe lost the post-Cold War. And he's talking here, as David Brooks was and as other people were, about how when the Soviet Union dissolved and all of these Soviet socialist republics, including Armenia and Kazakhstan and Turkmenistan and Moldova and Belarus, and they all got independence. And all of a sudden the map of Europe was remade, and it looked like this nightmarish fear that we had that the Russians were going to use nuclear weapons against us here in the United States. It all seemed better. And then what happened? He writes, Gerald Baker, "This is what makes the crisis over Ukraine such a pivot in history. It marks the definitive end of the post-Cold War era, the short period in which the West could, with steadily diminishing conviction over a generation, reasonably claim to have achieved the triumph of our values. Now that Vladimir Putin has chosen aggression by recognizing the pro-Moscow separatist states in eastern Ukraine and ordering troops to enforce his decision, any last vestige of belief in the idea that the age of ideological conflict is over, that confidence is gone. We lost the post-Cold War. I'll willingly concede that this may prove too bleak an assessment. We don't yet know the outcome of Mr. Putin's gambit in Eastern Europe. It's possible he's miscalculated. Russia's economic challenges, blighted demographics, and overdependence on energy." By the way, John McCain had that great line, said, "Russia today is a gas station masquerading as a nation." Over-reliance on energy, endemic kleptocratic corruption, those are masked by the nation's renewed sense of strategic self-worth, just as the Soviet Union turned out to be, in the words of its British observer, Ivory Coast with nuclear weapons, so Mr. Putin's Russia might ultimately prove a Potemkin superpower. Perhaps a Ukrainian campaign will be Mr. Putin's Afghanistan." Well, could be. But we shall see. And it says that that demographic trends similar to Russia's an economy struggling to adjust from development stage growth to consumer-led growth, he's talking now about China, that vast financial imbalances and a dawning awareness of the rest of the world from its increasingly nervous neighbors in Asia and to its dependent business partners in the West, that this is a power whose ambitions have grown too large for their safety and prosperity. But we can't let these hopeful speculations any longer inform our beliefs and actions, writes Gerard Baker. The larger problem is that we in the West, in the U.S. especially, have been losing the war from within. Victory in the Cold War bred complacency, a loss of a defining sense of purpose. We failed to meet the most basic needs of many citizens for economic insecurity, for economic security, for opportunity and belonging. And in the process, we stoked resentment and political backlash. We failed to remember, respect, and preserve the civilizational virtues that had driven our victory in the first place. We failed repeatedly to expeditions overseas. And, of course, what he's talking about is our long wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, among others. Waking up to the challenge from the emerging hegemons, that would be Russia and China, recommitting to a national security policy that resists them, as we did their predecessors in World War II and the Cold War, is a necessary but not sufficient condition for reversing this cycle of failure. The damage at home needs repair. As voters survey the collapsed landscapes of post-World War America, post-Cold War America, there's rising hope for domestic political renewal. But we should remember, above all, that China and Russia didn't win the post-Cold War. We lost it. And that calls on a different sort of leadership. And there is a general consensus that that Joe Biden may have responded keeping the alliance together more effectively than people suspected. Not so much Kamala Harris. In fact, Kamala Harris's comments from Munich and her whole performance in Munich, where she was an international security conference, are so disturbing and inept. It really raises the question about what is he going to do if he really plans to run for re-election? Is he going to keep her on his ticket? And who are the alternatives to Biden that Democrats may end up looking at? And then there's a question of alternatives to President Trump. He has launched his new media venture, social media venture. How is that going? We will cover that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
The first 10 amendments to it were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.